Will Ferrell as Nick Halsey is a good deal like Ben Stiller is as Roger Greenberg. But the movie isn't called Greenberg. This Ferrellian franchise carries the title Everything Must Go. Just the same, Nick and Roger are like two snails on a rail. Both need sympathy and help despite their unpleasant loser-like manner. Nick, a recently fired vice president for sales, and Greenberg, a slacker just in from the Big Apple to house-sit his brother's L.A. digs, but so much better dissing every other character in this film released in early 2010. Everything Must Go boasts a couple of gals who play backup to Ferrell. Both ladies breathe occasional energy into their rather downbeat script. Rebecca Hall plays Samantha. She's the newly moved-in neighbor across the street from Nick's place in Scottsdale. Samantha is pregnant, awaiting her husband to arrive from business travel so they can adjust their new digs to Arizona living. Delilah, Laura Dern in cameo, is a former high school bud of Nick's. Divorced, she lives in the area with her two kids. She and Nick haven't seen each other since they graduated. More about the two gals in a moment, since it can't surprise you this picture, written and directed by Dan Rush, is about a new yet still tragic dude so totally spot-on perfect for Mr. Ferrell, vehicularly speaking, of course. Nick's a backsliding alcoholic. Just like his boss, his wife has had enough. The little woman has pretty much kicked Nick out on the grass on his keister. It's just him in the front yard of their home with all his stuff, sitting on the lawn, looking like a yard sale about to happen. Beer commercials sort of run through all the film as Nick continuously sucks on the end of large cans of a well-known brand like a hungry infant to a warm bottle. How sad. But don't you love that product placement thing? The little woman is split, but first change the locks and codes. That means Nick can only make entry by breaking, then entering. Not a good idea. She also cuts his water off at the bank. Now Nick's plastic is nil at any Quickie Mart, and I can't tell you how awful it is when his car gets Harry Dean Stantoned. Good thing the next character Nick runs into in Everything Must Go has a bicycle. Christopher Jordan Wallace plays Kenny, a latchkey kid in Nick's neighborhood. You first spot him riding around in circles just beyond Nick's front lawn stuff. Nick puts Kenny to work helping the floundering former A.E. bring a yard sale to fruition. It must be completed within just 3 days before Nick's A.A. sponsor, Detective Garcia of the Scottsdale P.D., puts Mr. Halsey in the can downtown. That's why Everything Must Go. Michael Pena plays Garcia. Meanwhile, Nick and Samantha get neighborly in a most platonic way. Ms. Hall and Ferrell bring off some neat chit-chat as Samantha sees Nick isn't making any headway getting back on the wagon. Plowing through his stuff, Nick finds a battered high school annual in which Delilah laid gooey prose on a page when they were 17 or so. She wrote her old home phone number in the yearbook, which allows Nick to get in touch with Delilah's mom. He gets Delilah's current address and falls by her place for a surprise game of catch-up. Another well-done scene between Ferrell and Miss Dern is worth the watch. Good to see Laura. Can't help thinking of Bobby Vinton singing Blue Velvet whenever there's a big-screen Dern turn. Poignant moments slip into place nicely as Kenny and Nick do yard sale biz, and Nick mentors Kenny on how to play baseball. Kenny's no jock, far from it. But young Wallace, the actor, is a solid member of the cast. In a solid performance, Will Ferrell comes close to going all dramatic on us here. If you can get past the, now how can we wring out more sympathy for the Nick character? Success has been Ferrell's regimen going back to his zany SNL days. He's gained more than enough gravitas for having vehicles written just for him. Imagine the number of screenwriters every night conjuring something new for a Will Ferrell-like dude to confront foibles in. Well, imagine Will doing a secondary heavy role in a really serious film, the only vehicle being used in the movie for transporting characters. No doubt Will cut it with a plum. Ferrell might have to take another kind of cut doing such a picture, though. And another thing, director Rush would have added a really nice touch to his film when Nick is sacked at the outset. How about Nick getting fired by Donald Trump in cameo? Can't you just hear the Donald rehearsing his line now? You can hear the guy with his voice, now urging you to read his numerous film reviews online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database, IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.